The Man in the Iron Mask.
When Cardinal Mazarin informs Edmond Marchiali, who is pretending to be King Louis of France, that he is to be married late that afternoon according to the Spanish custom, Edmund becomes most alarmed. He sends Letellier off to the country where the real king is involved in an intrigue with the cardinal's niece. It seems that the king is very fond of this niece, Maria, but fears the cardinal and his power. However, when Letellier arrives and informs him about the marriage to take place that day, the king suddenly hits upon what he believes to be a brilliant idea. His twin brother, having already taken his place at a public reception, can now take his place at a public marriage. This will leave Louis free to marry the cardinal's niece secretly.
Isn't it the perfect idea, Maria?
But I don't understand, Louis.
Well, let me make myself clear. This twin brother of mine, whom I told you about, Edmond Marchiali.
Yes?
He is so like me that nobody knows, not even my own mother.
And the cardinal?
Oh, the cardinal has no idea either, in spite of the fact that the cardinal knows his other brother. Just in my robes, nobody can tell the difference. Maria, my dear, I've told you how much I love you, how much I want you for mine own always. In this way, we can bring it about.
You mean, Your Majesty, you'll allow your brother to marry the Infanta on both occasions?
Well, of course, my dear Letellier. Have you no sense? He can't marry her on one occasion and then allow me to step forward and marry her on the other. That would indeed be a bigamous marriage. No, I want Edmund to legally marry the Infanta, and then Maria and I can be married quietly. Later, we can arrange it. Well, she'll come and live in the palace. Now, isn't it a perfect idea, Maria?
Oh, Louis, your thoughts have always run right. But this is the most riotous thought of all, and the most impossible.
Impossible?
Would it be fair to the Infanta in the first place?
I think the Infanta would be delighted. You see, she loathed me, and well, now she likes me. Oh, don't you see? She doesn't realize that there are two of us. Fortunately, it's Edmund whom she admires.
But the cardinal? Have you forgotten the cardinal?
He would never know.
It would be a dangerous secret. One which might even lose you your crown, Louis.
Oh, what absurd talk is this?
I'm frightened of my uncle, and so are you. Yours are business reasons, reasons of state. Mine are spiritual. He is a cardinal, my dear Louis. And if he learned of this secret, he would have us both excommunicated at once.
Excommunicated?
Yes, Louis. But it would be a sin against the church, would it not? To deceive the Infanta. And my uncle would be so very, very angry. Because he has this other plan for me. The church. Oh, Louis. Much as I love you, I could never marry you under these conditions.
Maria.
Monsieur Letellier will understand that what I am saying is quite right.
Your Majesty, I agree with Mademoiselle. It would be too great a danger, and not only would you be deceiving my Lord Cardinal and the Infanta, you would be deceiving your people as well. If the secret came out, perhaps your people might even rise against you. And then, as Mademoiselle has just said, you might even lose your crown to Edmund Marchiali.
To Edmund Marchiali? What do you mean?
Well, Your Majesty, he is, after all, your twin brother.
My twin brother, is he? And yes, I suppose he is. He has no other claim to the crown. I am the King of France, and there are only a handful of people who know the real truth. Very well, Maria. Seems that you and I must be parted. Sorry state for a king who's supposed to have all the power in the world in his hands.
Don't be angry with me, Louis. I speak the truth, and you know I speak the truth.
No, Maria. Could I be angry with you?
You're right. I shall have to go back to Paris straight away. But before I go, let me tell you this. There have been many women in my life. There'll probably be many more. But no women will ever mean what you have meant to me. I'll never forget you, my dear. Goodbye.
I must apologize for disturbing your highness, but it is time to rise and dress. Were you asleep?
Asleep? Yes, I think I was, Louisa. I was asleep and dreaming. Dreaming of Louis and myself in those lovely grounds around Versailles. Walking through the rose arbor. and not as a king and queen, but as a man and a woman, so very much in love.
You think he loves you, Your Highness?
He puzzles me, Louise. I'm not sure that he does love me, but when he is not in his cups, he respects me. Somehow the change seems to have come overnight. I noticed first how charming he was on the night when I was given the ball to meet the ambassador.
When he saved your life?
Yes. Before then, well, perhaps I was at fault, Louise. You see, when I came to Paris, I was forlorn and lonely. I felt I had no friends, and even the king seemed unfriendly, cold, and then later, sodden with drink, bawdy. Oh, but that night seems a long way away.
I believe, Your Highness, that perhaps in meeting you he has decided to reform. Perhaps an unmarried king drinks to seek distraction, but when he is married, he will be more settled.
I will do all I can to make him happy. And tonight, by our Spanish rules, he is my husband.
Will you be separated tonight?
No, I hope not, and yet, from what Cardinal Mazarin has told me, we must not appear as man and wife until after the second marriage. Oh, 3.5 days now, Louisa. 3.5 days.
Come in.
Gracious Majesty, your servants await you.
Servants?
Yes, Your Majesty, your barbers and your tailors and your grooms and gentlemen in waiting, ready to prepare you for the ceremony in 2 hours' time.
Oh. Have Monsieur Letellier returned?
People come striding up the hall now, Your Majesty. Why, yes, here is Monsieur Letellier and the gentleman beside him in a cowl and cape.
Oh, thank heaven for that. Let them enter, lackey. And you stand outside the door.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Close the doors.
Your Majesty.
Yes, at last I'm here. Oh, what a devastating ride. The dust and the flies and the heat and the filth. Oh, I'm exhausted, positively exhausted. Letellier, send for wine. 2 bottles. No, make it 3. Oh, I must have some support for the horror before me. Well, go on, Letellier. Don't waste any more time.
Yes, Your Majesty.
And you, here, take off this cowl, cover your face well. Have you sent back to the Bastille until this business is over? Ah, 1,000 curses on the head of Cardinal Mazarin. Why in heaven's name was I not told of this before I left?
Because nobody knew but you and I and Letellier that you were leaving, Your Majesty.
It's peaceful up there and quiet. Nothing to jangle me, to upset me. Now that I'm back again, it's matters of state all the time. This wretched princess that I have to marry. Appearances in public, her room next to mine. Oh, that I can't bear the thought of. I think of my lovely dove up there. And yet I am the King of France, supposed to be the happiest man in the whole of this land.
You said I was to go back to the best?
Yes, 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 I said it.
But that was not your promise, Your Majesty. Remember the island?
I haven't forgotten. You can rely on me, Edmund. I'll keep my word. I've already taken steps to have investigations made. Several islands off the coast are now being closely examined. We'll pick the one that is most suitable for you.
So long as you keep your promise. That's all I care about.
Yes, 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 open the door. Pull the collar around your face, Machiavelli.
Your Majesty, 1,000,000 pardons, but you only have 1 hour left before the ceremony.
You see what I mean? They're at my throat all the time. Oh, what it is to be a king. All right, tell them to come in. Tell them to dress the turkey and send him to the feast.
This was going to be a quiet wedding with a handful of people, Letellier.
All the important people must be invited.
It looks as though all the important people of France are here. Chapel door, I can see not one pew empty.
Your Majesty, here she comes. Infanta, look.
Mon Dieu.
What's the matter, Your Majesty?
You know, Letellier, this woman grows a little less ugly every day.
At the ball in her red dress. Now in black velvet with pearls.
She looks very striking.
Striking? Why, she's beautiful. Indeed, how true. I never thought the day would come when I was to say that Maria Theresa was beautiful. Adelia, I think I shall be amused after all.
Your Majesty.
Your Highness. Your beautiful Highness. Will you take my arm? It gives me great pleasure that I take you to the altar.
With a hard smile, the king ceremoniously offered his arm. And Maria, smiling softly, believing him to be the king of the night before, gratefully accepted it and pressed lightly with her fingers. This brought an answering smile from Louis. And as they walked down the aisle to the altar, several in the chapel whispered each to the other that this seemed as though it was to be a marriage of mutual love as well as of state. Make sure you hear the next interesting chapter of The Man in the Iron Mask.
Thank you.